France ceremonially inscribes right to abortion into constitution on International Women's Day. By Breitbart London on March 8, 2024. Paris, AP, France inscribed the guaranteed right to abortion in its constitution Friday. A powerful message of support for women's rights on International Women's Day. Justice Minister Éric Dupond-Moretti used a 19th-century printing press to seal the amendment in France's constitution at a special public ceremony. Applause filled the cobblestone Place Vendôme as France became the first country to explicitly guarantee abortion rights in its national charter. The measure was overwhelmingly approved by French lawmakers earlier this week. And Friday's ceremony means it can now enter into force. While abortion is a deeply divisive issue in the United States, it's legal in nearly all of Europe and overwhelmingly supported in France, where it's seen more as a question of public health rather than politics. French legislators approved the constitutional amendment on Monday in a 780-72 vote that was backed by many far-right lawmakers. Friday's ceremony in Paris was a key event on a day focused on advancing women's rights globally. Marches, protests, and conferences are being held from Jakarta, Indonesia, to Mexico City and beyond. The French constitutional amendment has been hailed by women's rights advocates around the world, including places where women struggle to access birth control or maternal health care. French President Emmanuel Macron called it a direct result of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling in 2022 rescinding long-held abortion rights. Macron's critics questioned why he pursued the measure in a country with no obvious threat to abortion rights but where women face a multitude of other problems. While some French women saw the step as a major win, others said that in reality not every French woman has access to abortion. It's a smokescreen, Aria Moroni, 32, said of the event. The government is destroying our healthcare system. Many family planning clinics have closed, she said at an annual feminist night march in Paris on the eve of International Women's Day. France has a persistently high rate of women killed by their partners, and challenges remain in prosecuting sexual abuse against women by powerful celebrities and other men. French women also see lower pay and pensions, especially women who are not white. Macron's government said the abortion amendment was important to avoid a US-like scenario for women in France, as hard-right groups are gaining ground and seeking to turn back the clock on freedoms around Europe. Macron will preside over the constitutional ceremony. Justice Minister Éric Dupond-Moretti will use a 100-kilogram, 220-pound, press from 1810 to imprint the amendment in France's 1958 constitution. It will include the phrase, the freedom of women to have recourse to an abortion, which is guaranteed. The ceremony will be held outdoors with the public invited, in another first. France follows in the footsteps of the former Yugoslavia, whose 1974 constitution included the phrase, a person is free to decide on having children. Yugoslavia's successor states retained similar language in their constitutions, though they did not spell out guaranteed abortion rights. Not everyone saw the day as a cause for celebration, as angry protest marches were held in numerous countries. The head of the Danish Trade Union Confederation, which has 1.3 million members, chafed at how differently women and men are treated in some areas. Unfortunately, we still see sky-high pay differences, professions dominated by one sex, a gender-segregated labor market, harassment cases that primarily affect women, and a wide range of other equality problems, Morten Skov Christensen said. In other events Friday. In Ireland, voters will decide whether to change the constitution to remove passages referring to women's domestic duties and broadening the definition of the family. At street rallies in Seoul, participants had an eye on next month's parliamentary elections in South Korea and expressed hope that parties would prioritize gender equality. In Russia, where the United Nations says human rights have deteriorated since the military's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, President Vladimir Putin saluted Russian women fighting in the war and those waiting at home for their loved ones who had been deployed. Protesters in Istanbul plan to call attention to violence against women, and rallies are expected in many cities. Protests in Turkey are often political and, at times, violent, rooted in women's efforts to improve their rights as workers. This year's global theme is Inspire Inclusion. Indonesian demonstrators demanded adoption of the International Labour Organization's conventions concerning gender equality and eliminating workplace violence and harassment. Labor rights groups in Thailand marched to the government house to petition for better work conditions. And activists marching against violence in the Philippine capital were stopped by police near the presidential palace, sparking a brief scuffle. India's government cut the price of cooking gas cylinders by 100 rupees, $1.20, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi posting on social media that the move was in line with our commitment to empowering women. The United Nations Children's Agency said in a report released on International Women's Day that more than 230 million women and girls around the world have undergone female genital mutilation. The number has increased by 30 million in the past 8 years, it said. We're also seeing a worrying trend that more girls are subjected to the practice at younger ages, many before their fifth birthday. That further reduces the window to intervene, said UNICEF Executive Director Catherine Russell. Officially recognized by the United Nations in 1977, International Women's Day is a national holiday in about 20 countries, including Russia, Ukraine, and Afghanistan.